it's extremely easy to just assume that what you see is what's happening or what you get. And that is not at all the case. We have our moments. I think probably every 3 weeks or so, I have a good cry. And it's normal.
Like, oh, don't take it personal. It's business. You cannot take business personal. It's your whole life.
It's important to be real in everything that you do and to know that there is a very large difference between Instagram and reality.
Welcome to the Seven Figure Salon Podcast with Rachel and Drew. I'm Drew.
I'm Rachel.
Welcome to the show. Really excited to talk about like getting into the discussion today. And we just want to get real. We want to get real, real. Want to tell them.
Aren't we always real though?
We're always pretty real. Okay. I think so.
So yeah, it's, I think in a world where everyone is very disconnected and you're always on this little gadget here, it's extremely easy to just assume that what you see is what's happening or what you get. And that is not at all the case. And we always try to bring the most real content that we can to you guys. If you coach with us, if you know us, if you are around us, you know that this is exactly who we are in real life. We are not here to impress anybody. We're not here to create some facade of like what our life is like. Honestly, we have so much going on, like we don't even have time to do that. So when it comes
more difficult,
it would literally add more work to our plate if mm-hmm. we were to try and do that. So in a world where everything is very curated and very like planned, I think it's easy on the other side of the lens to believe that, oh, Rachel and Drew have a easy life, everything works out for them, this, that, and the other. No, we have incurred the fucking worst, like, series of problems and pains and struggles and all kinds of stuff. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know, what episode are we on now? 33. Holy crap. Yeah, if this is your first episode, literally go check out the other episodes. I feel like we talk mm-hmm. about problems that are happening in our life all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's important to be real in everything that you do and to know that there is a very large difference between Instagram or Facebook or whatever, Instagram and reality.
Yeah, and something to think about. There's a quote from John Gordon that says, "I've never met a great leader who had an easy life."
Ooh, that's good.
That is the most real shit I've ever heard. So mm-hmm. you don't grow your business by getting everything right the first time, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth time. You get it where you want it to grow to by solving the problems. And when you solve problems, it's difficult, it's challenging. You have to manage yourself in a particular way to be able to have the energy to be able to articulate and facilitate the resolution of the problem that you're dealing with. And there's nothing wrong with having problems in business. That's the process of building a business. And it sucks. It's hard. It's difficult. No one doing multi-million-dollar businesses did it by strolling, you know, oh, I got an MBA that I came out and now I have this beautiful business. Like, it doesn't matter if you got an MBA or not. Like, you're going to deal with issues. You're going to learn on the streets. If you can have the grit, if you can have the determination, or, you know, what's the word? It's the relentless approach to solving problems and control your emotions along the way, you'll solve them. You'll grow, you know, because if you get too emotional on issues, and we're emotional creatures, like, you're going to get emotional, but if mm-hmm. you can see the light through the trees and pull it together and get it together and keep moving forward to solve the problem, not the symptom, the problem, you're going to solve it. You're going to move past it. It might not be what you thought it was going to be when you first started setting out. It might be slightly different, but it's got to be different. If it wasn't different, you would get the same thing, you know? So that encapsulates a lot, and it's hard to do that. It is not an easy stroll in the park. And I think people think it's supposed to be easy.
I think if you really think about it in real life, like whenever you're faced with problems, we have four kids, so I almost think about our two middle kids, Evan and Ollie. They're 8 and 7. When they're playing a game or they're playing something on Xbox, or I don't even play the games. I don't know. PlayStation? We have PlayStation. When they're playing a game, right? And if, like, let's say it doesn't work out the way they hoped, right? They're playing Madden or they're playing whatever, and they lose, or somebody, then let's say the football fumbles and they're like, oh, like they freak out, right? In life, that's very much what can happen, you know? But if you imagine what happened, like, what if you just, like, let's say the game that you're playing in life or business, right? That, let's say, didn't work out the way that you wanted, and then you're just going to sit there and throw the controller and be like, I'm done. I'm not playing anymore. Like, that's so stupid. You know what I mean? But I think that if, although it may not physically look that way, a lot of times people will do that. They will almost like throw the controller and cross their arms and stomp their feet and decide that they're not going to do anything, right? They're not going to try again. And I want to encourage you guys to continue trying again, because it's only through repetition and things not working out the way that you might have thought that you learn and earn wisdom. And that's something that we have certainly learned and earned along the way. And we do that all the time. Like, there's mistakes or uh-ohs or things that happen, and we're like, oh, wow, like that was a great learning lesson. Not let's cross our arms and stomp our feet and give up. You know, there's a lot of people likely counting on you to not give up, you know, including maybe it's your family, maybe it's your spouse, your children, your team, your, I mean, if you really think about, there was one time that we did this, and this number is always changing because we have stylists that have babies or new stylists join. And there was like one point in time, I think when we just had the one location, I counted up how many people relied on this place at the time, the Woodlands location, being successful. And I think between just people's spouse and their children, not including any elderly or grandparents or anyone else or aunts, uncles, whatever, that they might have helped support, I think it was like 87 people. And that wasn't even including our own family. So it was like, that's a big thing for me to carry as leaders of the salon pack. Like, we have to consider, like, in those moments where we may be feeling, okay, this is hard, this is uncomfortable, I'm doubting myself, you know, I'm stressed, right? Like, mm-hmm. whatever we might be feeling, we have to remind ourselves, like, and I will say, never ever really does the idea of quitting ever cross my mind, because there are no quitters in this house.
Nope,
but it doesn't cross our mind. But
I think that's a really important to dive into a little bit. You know, I think people they'll go there. They'll question what they're doing instead of trying to figure it out. That's a big thing in just success in general, whether you're talking about marriage, whether you're talking about business, whether you're talking about fitness, whether you're talking about health, whether you're talking about whatever it is, you know, just not having that in your mind, in your heart. It'll, you know, in your mind and in your heart is different. Can't be in your heart, you know. So because when you're focused on resolving something, you're going to resolve it. There's no
right.
There's no wavering, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's important, if you know that and you embody that and believe it and live it out, your team is also going to see you do that, because it's just like being a parent, honestly. Like, you and I've said this before, like, you determine the weather. Like, you determine if it's going to be sunshine and rainbows or if it's going to be, you know, freaking tornado. You know, it really comes down to you as the owner of the salon. And if your team is seeing you throw in the towel, or, I mean, you're going to be human, right? Like, have your moment, but preferably do it maybe not in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. Have your moment, you know, and, you know, as owners of multiple businesses, like, we have our moments, you know what I mean? Like, we have, like, I think probably every 3 weeks or so I have a good cry, and it's normal. You know, I think it's important to know that that's normal. And, you know, wherever you're at in life or business, you're going to have, maybe your cry sessions are more frequent. I don't know. But, like, I mean, every 3 weeks or so, I mean, it's almost like clockwork. I can almost time it. I'm like due for a good cry probably next week. You know what I mean? And it ends up.
You can schedule it.
I don't want to schedule it. I don't want to know what's coming.
We're going to schedule it and then just go look in the mirror and just be like,
whew. No, I don't want to know what's coming. But it's important that you, that you know it's normal. And that's the purpose of kind of diving in on this with you guys, is for you to see that that there is no perfection over here at all. It's very much like we're just living life and making the best decisions and choices that we can on the way.
I deal with it differently. I deal with it when we're having difficult things. I deal with it in a very physical sense. So I'll go train hard, like two a days. Like I will go on a long run. I will go make myself uncomfortable. I will go suffer, which it's kind of weird. I enjoy it. Like I enjoy getting out there on like mile 7 or 8 and just suffering. Like it helps me regulate, even though it's hard. And I don't physically, like at the time, I'm not out there skipping and, you know, but it's important for me to go do. Just like with jiu-jitsu and things like that, like I'll go train hard, and because that suffering helps me regulate and helps me deal with something physically, overcome a challenge. So I feel like I've won, start stacking wins, and it builds momentum for me. So that is a lot of times, like if I'm frustrated, I know I need to go out into the world and go do something physical to where it's very difficult. And then my mood is much better.
Mm-hmm. Where's your coping mechanism? Like where's your outlet of what you need to do? Right. Mm-hmm. So,
yours is being creative with something, a physical space. You know, you really enjoy doing that.
I like to design things.
Yeah. Like she loves like anything she can design, or we were just talking about this before the podcast about a wall. I also love designing and am good at it, but she's so passionate about it and so important, and she loves it much more than I do. So she handles that, you know.
Yeah, I like variety in my life for sure. And so like that's why I have my schedule laid out the way that I do. And it's also the main reason that I hang on to doing hair a couple days a month is because I need that creative outlet. You know, for me, like most of you guys, if you're a salon owner, you could literally probably shampoo and blow dry somebody without even looking at their head. Like you just know, like you have this muscle memory. I can do all of that, and I can do it quickly, and I can do it really well, and I don't have to think about it while I'm doing it. And that to me is one of my creative outlets. And also hair extensions. Hair extensions is like something I'm really, really good at, and I love doing it, and I love the repetition of the stitching and all of that, and you kind of get lost in it. And you know, back in 2017, my life drastically changed at the end of 2017. Moving into 2018, I was a widowed single mama too, and that was a really fucking hard time. And extensions, initially, I got into doing extensions because I wanted to make twice the amount of money in half the time, because I needed to be able to rebuild my life with my kids and be able to be there for them and do therapy and all this other stuff. And I fell in love with it, actually. And the repetitive nature of the stitching and being able to give my client the ultimate transformation, like that for me was like everything. So that became like I really leaned into that outlet. I didn't realize, I always thought like, oh, doing hair was like my job. Like, that's just like what I did. I didn't realize that it was a creative outlet for me. So that is why I still hang on to it, because I do love it and I need it. I need to be able to, not for money. I need the actual act of doing hair to offset all of the, you know, oh, sorry, like a freaking computer. Like I'm on a computer, I'm running my business, you know, like it's important that I have the creative outlet. So I'm really grateful to say that I can do hair because I want to, not because I have to anymore.
It really counterbalances the difficult and the pain of building a company, because it is painful. It is difficult because you're putting everything on the people, like, oh, don't take it personal. It's business. Like, how can you not take business personal? It's your whole life that you're putting on the line to do something special. And, you know, she has her creative outlets. Mine's physical, but also it's, you know, with music. And I painted for a long time. I've actually been like, I haven't told you this, but I've been studying portraits again because I used to draw and do them a lot. And I was getting really into it, but I got just distracted that was my phone.
Excuse you.
I got distracted with COVID, you know? So I was spending it was amazing. I'd be up for hours and hours, not on caffeine or not drinking or nothing like that. And quit drinking a long time ago, but I'd be up till 3-4 in the morning, like doing art. So it's interesting, because if you're wired to build a business, you're likely wired in a creative sense as well. And creativity isn't good for people who are working for like a large company. They want you to be very structured, and you got to execute what you're told to do in the order that you're told to do it. So the problem is, like, the creative people can't ascend in a company very high, because they need to be more analytical, more steady. That is kind of what is rewarded in that world. However, the creativity comes in very well at the top, when you can have people that are more structured around you, and your creative mind can go and solve problems as you grow. And you cannot be pigeonholed by thinking very robotically. So the creativity is needed at the top in the CEO owner role, because there are going to be problems that are going to be needing solved. And that is where you'll thrive and your mind will be really well. So you can point that creativity down at your entire enterprise. And then once you see that, you can formulate what you need to do to solve the problems that you're going to run into. And it's hard, and it's messy, and it's difficult, and it's the game.
So essentially they need to just be like Vanilla Ice and
lost me.
Solve problems.
Oh gosh. Like, yeah. That was a reach.
It was. I was just hearing the lyrics in my head the whole time. You were saying, like, yeah, okay. So yeah, you know, if you guys are struggling with being able to kind of hold that ground of, like, not giving in and giving up, you know, and actually, like, stepping over that line and just continuing to truck forward, we would love to talk with you. We would love to be able to help you figure out exactly what you need to do to be able to get to your desired goal, whatever that might be. And we almost relate this kind of to, like, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You know, you've got a yellow brick road, and it's windy, and there's lots of twists and turns, and you've got all this, like, shit along the way. You know, you've got flying monkeys and a freaking lion crying, and you
witch,
freaking evil witch on the side, and this little dog. You know, like, you have all these obstacles and roadblocks.
You remember the dog's name?
Toto. Yeah. Yes, I do. Thank you. And I actually have a very embarrassing photo of me dressed up as Dorothy. Oh. Not for Halloween. My grandpa, my papa. If you guys,
well, we need to give this to Josh so he can throw it up.
No, I will not. Oh, my dead body. No.
Boop. I'll follow Josh.
No, my grandpa, he used to work for D.R. Horton, Emerald Homes or whatever. And then it turned into D.R. Horton Homes. And he was at this home expo, and he decided, you know, Papa with his big ideas, he decided that, you know, it was Emerald Homes. So he was going to create Emerald City. And he had a yellow brick road. And I was forced to freaking wear this Dorothy costume, and I had a little basket and a little freaking fake dog, and I had to, like, walk around with red shoes and, like, so you want to come over to Emerald City?
You know, Papa would be a really, really fun billionaire. Like, if he was a billionaire and he could just...
He'd be so fun.
He could just make anything he wanted.
He should be a billionaire with all his ideas. He's got billionaire brain on the creative side. Oh, you know what? I don't know. Maybe billionaires don't have brains like his.
No.
They probably wish they had a brain like his.
If he did have billions of dollars, it would be very interesting.
Oh my gosh. So many Wizard of Oz references.
Mm. What happened? What was the last one?
Just part of the movie. If they only had a brain, you know, like, yeah.
Guess that too. That's good.
Anyways, Gordon. Like, yeah, we'll bring Pop on the podcast at some point. That's a wild card there. we love Papa.
Y'all both deep dive something. I mean, like, where are you?
Like, where
both,
are you?
Rachel and Papa, that's what you do. They deep dive. We were just talking about this over the weekend. It's really, really awesome. Really interesting to learn. We learned a lot about what drives us as individuals and leaders. Rachel's a venturer. I'm a captain. And the interesting thing on how these were made was, let me see if I can tell this story correctly, but this was, who built it? These guys from Harvard and the other guy from Yale.
Nope. Cambridge
Analytica put this together. Y'all know Cambridge Analytica.
The same people that put together the software that predicted the election.
Yes. So, yeah, exactly. And so this software that we've stumbled upon, it's called Predictive Index, is really cool. And you do a quick personality test, and it lays out your drivers in deep detail. And also you can compare it. We're able to compare me and Rachel and how we operate. We operate very, very similar, except there's a big difference in the way that we go about operating. Where she's a venture, she will deep dive things and get way, way, way down in there, way deep, way detailed.
Like, have no idea anything. I mean, I don't know. You don't. I guess I'm like, I can tune in, like, if needed to, like, something, but I'm, like, very much consumed in what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then I'm a captain, and captain's adventures are very similar. But it was really cool just to see how we operate and how we work. And honestly, it helped us understand a lot about one another. So if she's deep diving something, I'm not going to get irritated because I feel like she's ignoring what we're talking about. Because I might be talking about five main things from, like, the 30,000 foot view that we need to discuss.
Right.
That are important. But she's down in one of the things, solving something that's really important, doing some great work down in there. But I'm like, where are you? What's going on down there? It's like a dark hole I don't want to go in, you know? Mm-hmm. But then we come to the surface and we meet, which is really, really cool to understand. But
shout out to Larry.
Yep. Larry Yatch. Yatch.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. So really, really cool stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to have these things that you're going to do, like, when the going gets tough, you know what I mean? So just be aware of, like, your own stuff, like your own cards that you pull out of your own pocket.
And grow, evolve.
Yeah. And, like, you know, you may get, everyone's rock bottom is at a different depth, you know, like, you may get to a point where you're like, you know what, I have been doing this over and over and over and over. And every time, like, that something gets hard, I do the same shit. I literally do the same thing and I get the same result, and which then brings me back to the same place. Like, if you have the discernment to be able to see that within yourself, like, that's freaking great. Like, that is, like, you're doing, like, way better than most. Mm-hmm. But let's swap that card in your pocket for a different card, and I can promise you, you're gonna get a different result. And sometimes too, it's like, you just may not, like, you might be walking down the same path, like, again and again. Like, you could be, like, literally, like, in circles, like, not getting anywhere. And you're, like, believe that you're going somewhere different, but yet you still keep being faced with the same stuff. We really, really would like to talk with you. We'd love to be able to help you actually figure out where exactly are you in the different phases of business, and where do you aspire to be? Like, where do you want to be? And, you know, if we would love to guide you there. We'd love to help you figure out what are the actual steps that you need to take and do. And do you take a left? Do you take a right? Do you go straight? Do you go backwards? Like what are the actual steps that you need to do to get to your desired goal? And that's the kind of stuff that we get super excited about. And it's not a one size fits all approach. Everybody is in a different space, wanting to get to a different place. And, you know, you've got to have a customized roadmap to get there. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, you could take the long way. There might be tolls. There might be potholes.
I think anyone can figure things out on their own.
Everything could be figured out, but it's a matter of timing.
A lot more money and takes a lot more time.
Mm-hmm.
The money will money is an infinite resource, a tool that you'll need to acquire to do the things that you want to do in your life. But you gotta protect your time more so.
Yeah.
As well, obviously protect your money. Don't be stupid with it. But the game is to create more value. And when you create more value for people, you make more income. It's a byproduct, you know?
Oh yeah.
And if you figure it out on your own, you again, take 8 to 10 years to bump your head and learn and acquire that wisdom. Or you could work with someone who's doing exactly what you want to do, and make sure that if you work with, whether it be us or someone, that they know how to do exactly what you're looking to do. Don't get, you know, I've done this. I'm going to tell you what to do or not to do, but I'll tell you what I did. I used to get advice from people who weren't in the specific industry that had done the same thing that I'm looking to do. I was always trying to draw a connection to this guy who had a great HVAC company, and then had him come in to help me do what I was trying to do. And there's always a disconnection. So food for thought, you know?
Absolutely.
But if you guys want more help, grab you a time on a calendar. It's in the description below. It's a free call. You don't need to bring a credit card or anything like that. We'll just have a chat.
Yeah.
See if we can help you out, solve some problems you're dealing with. And
yeah, this is stuff that we wish we had when we first started. Like, we we just definitely would have been able to accomplish things a lot, like a lot in a lot swifter way, and certainly without as much cost incurred and time and energy and blood, sweat, and tears and all the things. So, so yeah, we're here to give that free call to you guys again. No card. Don't bring it. Don't, we're not going to ask for it. Nothing. Just come chat. Let's figure out what you're really needing to achieve and what you're really wanting to get after. And we'll see if we can help you get there. So anyways, we hope you guys have a great rest of your week and a great rest of your day. We'll see you on the next episode.